So I'm not so little toned anymore. But I still like young things. So I watch my little cartoons and stuff from like little animations and stuff like that. So I'm happy to go through one of my favorites animations. It's called Naruto. And it's called Naruto. Me and Joshua used to always talk about it back in the day. So I just happened to want to go back. I was like, I don't have nothing to do, so I'm going to go back and watch it over again. So I was watching an episode, and, you know, you can tell the growth. Like Kristen said, you got growth. Because I done watched this show a couple times already, and it's like I never heard this line, and it never stuck out the way it stuck out to me. So in the line, let me just paint the backdrop right quick. It's about ninjas, basically. So there was an orphan. He ran away. He did something wrong, so he ran away into a foreign village. The village, he didn't know anybody. The weather was different. You know, it was snow everywhere and stuff like that. And he saw somebody. Because he was hungry, he thought he could rob him. You know, so he took a knife to try to rob him. And of course, it was an older guy, and you know, he was a skilled guy too. And he stopped him. He just brushed it away. And he's like, tell me your name. You know, so the guy was, they went through this little back and forth, like, why you want to know my name? You know, I just try to rob you. And then and the guy was like, he said, you know what? I want you to come live with me. And, and he's a little boy. So he's like, no one's been that kind to him. And he's like, why you want to be kind to me when I just tried to rob you? And the man's statement was, he says, when a man is starving, it's easy for him to make mistakes. And when he said that, I was like, oh, man, it's like all of a sudden the Lord was just downloading to me. He said, so he was like, when a man is starving, it's easy for him to make mistakes in judgment. So it is with the spirit. If you don't feed your spirit, it is easy for you to make decisions opposed to God. So if you don't let God satisfy your hunger, it's easy for us to make judgments that are opposed to God. And so when I posted it, one of my friends, she said, hey, that's kind of like Jacob and Esau. And I was like, bingo, we can't lose our inheritance. What happened with Esau is that Esau allowed his hunger to replace, he was willing to give up his place for some food. He didn't let his spiritual hunger, he didn't have his spiritual hunger satisfied. He'd rather satisfy his flesh and missed out on what could satisfy him. So he made decisions opposed to God because of his physical hunger. And we do those same things. I was listening to a T.D. Jakes message, and he says, I want y'all to know this. He said, you guys are all saved. Your souls is saved. Your spirit is saved. He said, but Jesus didn't come to save your flesh. And when he said that, I was like, he said, that's why you war against your flesh so much. And I was just like, man, I've heard this before, but it stuck out to me. So when we constantly are trying to feed our flesh, we're going to continue to make decisions against God. It's just natural. You can't do both. You can't serve two masters. And so that's what happened with Esau. Esau had his own, another master he was serving. So when he came back to his dad and say, bless me too. I have nothing to give you. You gave up because you fed yourself with something else. And so when I was, I got to call the pastor. I was like, man, it's just crazy. It's just like God just be downloading this stuff in me. And I was like, I done watched this show so many times. And I've heard this line probably 6-7 times already. And it never stuck out to me like this. But that's just how God is working. God is working like that. Like with Christians, like God is growing us so much that we're able to hear his voice in anything we're doing. Anything. And so I just wanted to share with y'all with that and say, let's continue to feed our spirits. Let's continue to give, so we won't be opposed to God. So.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff, T. Very good. Very good. So here we are growing spiritually. Now it's kind of easier. It's easier now to share because we that what he shared, how we are opposed to God, and a lot of times we don't even know it. You know, Esau got some stew, but there's a price to pay now. And so then we have to keep growing spiritually, right? You understand why we've been driving at this and driving at this. And it is nonsense at first. It's completely nonsense at first. But we have to keep driving at it and driving at it until we start to say, aha, he had an aha moment. Okay, I have to grow spiritually. I have to keep growing spiritually. And really, the sky's the limit. My horses got to kick in, Kristen. My horsepower, my spiritual horsepower. But it's all spiritual, see. And so the church has been woefully lacking in the life and the spirit. That's talking about preaching. That's talking about worship. That's talking about funerals. That's talking about weddings. It's all been sort of this natural thing. We have more of the form, but we don't have the power. And so here's God's trying to give us, show us the power of it, the life of it. It has to be life. And so we have to keep sharing and sharing. I didn't know whether Kristen Davis up here with this morning was Kristen or Pastor Jerry. Because she was going on and on. But it was good. It was good. So because there's some fire, like Jeremiah says, it's like fire in my bones, right? It's not just a cliche to make you hype the crowd. There's something that goes on the inside of you when you start to get a hold of this thing. So Kristen shared about the person 2 years later. 2 years later. Listen, don't give up on people, because really, your purpose and your destiny is always spiritual. It's not your new company. Are you listening to me? It's not your new job. It's not the thing that you wrote down. I'm going to be this. It's always spiritual. It's always spiritual. And the songs, Pastor Ross, can we give her a hand this morning? The songs that we sing, God's not tracking you down to make you successful. He's not doing that. He's not tracking you down so you can make a name for yourself. It's that you can worship him in the spirit. But it's got to be in the spirit, you see. And we have to learn what that means. And we have to keep growing at it, right? 2 years later, God's let something happen in that lady's heart or person's heart. 5 years ago, we couldn't share like we're sharing right now. But here's God saying that now you can start to relate to heaven before you get there. And D, you had put up the quote up here from Catherine, every step to heaven is heavenly. It's heavenly. Okay. We're going to know what that means. See, but we got to grow. We've got to grow. We've got to grow. We have to keep going up the spiritual ladder. We have to, our understanding has to get enlightened. We have to walk in a certain kind of way. And so, I got to talk to you about heaven this morning. And my wife was sitting next to us and the worship was starting. And she started saying, let's go to heaven. Let's go to heaven. You know, I said, you sound crazy. But she's right. She's right. You can live in a heavenly environment every day. That's what you were born again for, to live in another realm. See? And so for too many years, the church is focused on getting to heaven when you die. Just over and over. You know, have you ever been to a church when, every Sunday they're going to get somebody at the altar to get saved? Because, when you read the New Testament, there's not much about being born again. Not much. You know, of course, that's extremely important. It's extremely important. But there's more about growing than it is getting started. All the epistles, what epistle can you have in here talk about being born again? You know, that's Jesus and Nicodemus. The whole, and of course, it's wonderful. I'm just trying to tell you that God, when he sent Paul and the others to write the Bible, he was concentrating on your spiritual growth. He's not trying to get you born again every Sunday. Come on, let's grow. That's not in there. I'm just trying to say it's not in there. Somebody say, I know the Bible. Do you really? So here's the father. He's got a group of people saying, I can grow them now. I can start growing them spiritually. Thank God they're born again. But now I can start to grow them. Now I can start to get them to touch heaven before they die. And I can say that without getting stoned. We can touch heaven before they die, right? Because this is what, you know what James says? That he's the father, that every good and perfect gifts come from where? Everything that's good and perfect comes from above. So now he's got to start to renew our minds and have us relate to heaven more than we relate to the earth. See, primarily, and see, this is what Christian was talking about. The tough ground is he's changing your whole paradigm where you relate to the earth all your life, every one of us. We're all natural minded. We're all earth, you know, oriented. He said, now I got to change you. Yeah, I got to change your thinking. I got to change your believing. I have to change your vision. I have to lift your vision higher off the earth. By the way, the scripture's full of it. We just read them earthly because we're earth, kind of earth oriented. See, but by the way, James, thank you for Wednesday night teaching, right? Because James was teaching, the brother of Jesus was teaching. James the elder, let me think of some other walking miracle. You know, so here's the natural-minded view of the church. The natural-minded view of the church is it's just building. The New Testament doesn't teach the church ever being a building. It doesn't say it one time. As a matter of fact, when the disciples said, look at that beautiful building over there and how pretty it is, and he said, every stone of it is going to come down. And by the way, I'm your building right here, living in the your temple is spiritual. That be me. Because you know, when you kill me in 3 days, I'm coming back up. I'm your building. So here's this. It's a spiritual thing, guys. So here is this group of people in here, and God can finally say, oh, there's my building. They can be outside in the parking lot. My building just moved out of the brick and mortar out to the under the tree. My building can move. Because it's on the inside of us. Thank you, James. It's on the inside. So here we have God having to transform us. And by the way, James opened up Wednesday. It was so beautiful. Here's what he said. When he read the title of what he was going to teach, the Church of God, immediately he thought about this building. And then he read the first two lines and he said, oh, God's ways are higher than mine. I thought the building was this. His mind so much higher than mine that the building is really me. A living stone. A heavenly tabernacle. A place in the spirit, right? Place in the spirit. So God won't let us go, Pastor Jerry. Your daughter keep having dreams about this spiritual house and how to feed it. See, those dreams are spiritual. Here she's dreaming. I had a dream and there was this sun up there and the sun was talking to us. Well, listen, that one up in the sky right there ain't going to talk to you. But the S-O-N sun. See, we got to have communication with heaven. Okay, so here's God sharing stuff with us that the natural mind can never get. The natural mind can never get it. The natural mind, the natural mind can never get spiritual things. It cannot get there. It cannot go from A to B. It cannot get there. The natural man is foolishness to him. But why? Because they're always spiritually discerned. It's always that way. It's always that way. It's always spiritually discerned. So when you become born again, God says, okay, I'm going to kick your spiritual discerner up into a different gear every single week. Because everything I give to you is going to be from another realm. It's going to be from heaven. You guys remember what Jesus said in John 8? I think somewhere in like 23. I am of, y'all help me. Oh, wait a minute. Glad day. I'm from above. You're from down there. It's a big difference, isn't it? It's a big difference. You're from down there. I'm from up here. So what I say to you is not going to make any sense to you. Unless my Father drops a spirit of revelation on you. Unless he touches you from the heavenly realm, then your spirit and mind are going to get it. But other than that, you can't get there. It's all going to be a mystery to you. So even if you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, if there's not a divine touch on what you're reading, you're still reading on an earthly plane. And it's not going to make any sense to you. It will not work. That's been the problem with the church for many, many years. We've taught and taught and taught. We've had funerals and whatever. It's all earthly. So we're dealing with some of that stuff right now. The church is supposed to be a heavenly body. And what did Jesus say? I'm from up there. You're from down here. He just told it straight. Now, here's the song. Now, here, oh, the mercy of God. Oh, the mercy of God. Because I can never understand it unless I can get some mercy from him to open my understanding. Isn't that the same thing that happened with Peter when he said, and he asked Peter and the boys, you know, who do men say that I am? And they start, the natural mind said, oh, you one of the prophets. The natural mind said, you are this and that. The natural mind. They had figured it out. But they couldn't get there from here. It was impossible. The natural man is impossible for them to discern. It's another realm. But then Peter said what? That's a simple revelation. It's a simple touch from heaven. My Father revealed it to you. It's a simple touch from heaven. Bam! I thought you were all this, but as soon as the light came on, y'all are to Christ. The Son of the living God. I like that part. Look, flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. The natural flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. It didn't come from the earth. I'm from above, and only the above can translate what's from above. And if the above doesn't hit you, you're going to still see me just as a regular guy. Guess what? It has to happen to each one of us. And it has to keep happening to each one of us. We get a revelation today. We get another one tomorrow. Now the Bible comes alive. The worship comes alive like this morning. Y'all know why worship was like this? Because life was flowing through here. It came from up there, not down here. There's a lot of down here worship. Quite a bit. We worship God. Yeah, we got to worship him in spirit. We got to worship him in spirit. See? So here's a true fact. You know what? I almost did it when Kristen Davis to sit down. She was like on fire. So I'm going to steal some of her stuff. This is a true fact. You guys remember the story in the Bible about Nebuchadnezzar. He had that dream. And only Daniel could interpret that thing. Right? Only Daniel could interpret that dream. And he went to Here's our subject, because here's the impartation today. God's opening up the eyes of our heart that we can start seeing spiritual things and grow spiritual, because it's all spiritual, right? He had a dream. He went to his worldly council, his seers and everything, and he said, "Tell me the dream, and if you can't tell it to me, you're going to die." And they're like, "How? This is unfair. You not only want the interpretation, you want me to tell you what the dream was." You're not asking much. But here's what I want you to see. Daniel comes on the scene. He's like, "Yeah, I got it." I mean, so when you get in the spirit realm, you're so confident, Tom. It's that life start coming from above, because when you come from above, another realm. The earth realm can't come near it. You trump it. You're the victor. You know when you're the victor and the more than the conqueror? When you start getting past that veil into the spirit. And your confidence rises up, because it's not yours anymore. It's the God confidence in you. It's a spiritual confidence in you. So we have to grow in the spirit. So prophetically, you know, we have to keep saying this. Because once we get in the spirit... Because remember, God doesn't dwell in a house made by hands. He does not dwell in a house. Some hands built this building, would you say so? It's not the building. It's you, 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 and you. And her. And hands can't do that. And Pastor Jerry. So we look behind the veil. In the natural, it looks like she's going to sick, sick, sick. In the spirit. In the spirit, she's running around a chair. In the spirit, life's coming. As I grow spiritually, the same spirit raised him from the dead going to quicken my mortal body. It's the spirit that gives me life. So we have to get out of the natural into the spirit, into the heavenly spirit. You know, the blessing that Jesus came, he said, "I'm from above, you from down here." But he came here to get you, to take you above. That's learned, though. That's there. So here's Nebuchadnezzar. Had a dream. Daniel told him all about it. And then he started breaking it down to him. He started breaking it down to him. Okay. So you're going to have to go through some stuff, Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, yeah, you're a king on earth, but you're not no king in heaven. See, here's God's mercy. I don't care if you're a king on earth. I want his love says I want you in a higher place. You got all what you need, but you don't have anything. You're the boss, but you're nothing. But you just don't know it yet. So here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to eat grass like an animal. You have to eat grass like an animal. And some other stuff. Why? I have to get you to acknowledge that heaven rules. It's another realm that you haven't touched yet. We have to touch the heavens. So sometimes you won't have to eat grass, but sometimes you might have to go through some things that God can convince you that there's a heaven that you should be entering into now. Otherwise, you'd keep loving the earth. The earth is your... Look, listen to Tony. The earth is your inheritance now. Just give me some food and some cars and some houses and some more food. Listen. I think that's why God put us in the garage last Sunday. I'm going to put you in the garage. Because even though you might be in the garage, heaven can still be in the garage. And you won't know, I got this from Ron, you won't know how much you're growing spiritually because there was love there. There was love there. You won't know how much you're growing spiritually until you come through some spiritual experiences, right? So we needed a garage experience to show us that heaven can be, you know, it can be raining, pouring down like cats and dogs. We can still love them in the spirit. Whatever it takes. For us to get out of the natural realm and get into the new creation, You guys know that, right? If any man be in Christ, there's a new creation. Do you know this? Do you know this? The old creation was in Genesis. The new creation came when he was resurrected. It's a new creation. Can you touch the new creation? Do you know you have to touch the new creation? Do you know that you have to go through things to even to make sure you understand there is a new creation and that you can walk in the power and the light and the grace of it? If any man be in Christ, there's a new creation. So down on the inside of us, we can walk in a higher way. We can walk past the world. We can walk as new creatures. We can be ruled by the Holy Spirit. We can have divine life from above. We can walk in the entirely new nature. It's Christ in us. The hope of glory. That was God's deal with Nebuchadnezzar. The title of this is The Heavens Rule. Behind everything, there's a power in a life that we can get in touch with. We walk by faith and not by sight. So listen, every step we take toward heaven is heaven. In other words, you can feel a divine touch when everything happens, and God's going to give us this perfect revelation on what to do in what situation. Okay. But here's the thing I'll close on. Here's the thing I'll close on. I think I'll close right here. And this is the part we got to see. We got to see this. Just like Nebuchadnezzar. God has to grind us to powder. And this is the part that gets people have a tough time in, because we're Americans, you know. And Americans are supposed to have the white picket fence and, you know, 2-car garage and 2.5 kids or whatever. Only way to get the half from. Chip. Yeah. He has to grind us to powder for us to be able to touch another realm. Are you listening to me? If the cross doesn't, you have to take up our crosses daily. So Pastor Love can tell you about this. See, you don't learn this in school. You don't learn this in ministry school. You don't learn this in ministry school. I didn't learn it in both of them I went to. This realm cannot be touched by the natural man. So he has to break all your confidence in your natural flesh, your natural education, your natural reasoning, your natural wisdom, your natural personality, your natural, you want people to accept you. He has to break all that, someone said this the other day. I know exactly how to do this. I've done many bishop conferences in my life, so I know exactly how to do it. And I said to myself, you don't know anything. He has to grind us, because our flesh, like Tony says, offends God. And this is where it gets the tough side, because there's this transition coming where sometimes you don't know if you're in the natural or in the spirit or wherever you are, you know. But you have to just keep learning. God, show me me. Show me trying to do stuff that only you can do. Right? Only the Holy Spirit can do certain things in your life. You know, you can't change yourself. Ain't no use in you beating yourself. God will never do it. He'll never do it. You might as well not do it yourself, but you can ask the Holy Spirit, whatever I'm going through, let it take me down the way it needs to so that I can come up. You remember when Jesus said this? Now this should make a little more sense to us. If you lose your life, then you're going to find it. See? But we don't want to lose it. See, we're sort of Sunday Christians and churches, you know, has a certain form to it. But it's got to be the life of God. It's got to be the life of God. If there's no God life, if there's no blood of Jesus and no revelation in it, if there's no Holy Spirit in it, just let it and forget it. I said, you know, the Holy Spirit wasn't with Esau. Think about this, guys. Jacob was the schemer and conniver, yet. He just wasn't as earthly. At least he was susceptible. He was open to spiritual things, at least. You got to be open to spiritual things. Listen, heaven wants to touch you today. Only good and perfect gifts come from where? You get quiet. Learn to get quiet. Slow down. Slow down. Just slow down. Don't panic. One man said to me, I blessed him. He said, faith is the ability not to panic. I said, that's a good one. Slow down. And see if you can sense a divine touch in your situation. Slow down, get rid of the worry, turn off whatever you got to turn off, slow down, and sense heaven trying to touch your life. A really good and perfect gift comes from another realm, but it's for you. It's for me. Slow down, let it touch you. God, I need to feel your touch today. I need to feel heaven's reality today. I know it's another realm. My natural man can't get it, but bust through my naturalness until you find me in the spirit. That's you. That's me. That's the cross. That's Christ trying to get through to us on a daily basis. Let me touch you today. Remember, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Revelation 3. If I stand at the door and knock, if any man open the door and let me come in, you're going to get, I'm saying it my way, you're going to get wisdom from above. You're going to get wisdom from above. So, I know I'm supposed to close you. So, you go through situations and it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You pray, you might be praying, you might be bombarding the gates. It doesn't work out. Why? You never got in the spirit. You never got in the spirit. I got text this morning about how emotional we can be, but we never touch God. And Chris and David said something about stuff can run through your soul, your mind, and your emotions. Your emotions can run through your whole body. I'm talking about church emotions. You never touch God. Slow down. Get quiet. Learn what a spiritual touch feels like. Holy Spirit, listen, if you come to the kingdom like a little child, I'm going to learn and Lord like a little child again. I don't know nothing about this realm. I don't know nothing about this new order, this new creation. I don't know nothing about Christ Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father, and we seated together with him. I don't know anything about it, but you teach me. I'm like a little child. I don't know anything about it. I'm going to throw away all my Bible quotes and start learning a new way, new and living way, because it's a new and living way, right? See, I love coming here on Sundays, not to minister, because, you know, I'm going to hear Jerry and Kristen and sometimes Pastor Rod, but that was a joke. No, here's why, because he comes here, and I know he's here. I don't know how to explain this. I know he's here. It's like the ladies' fellowship yesterday. I came in to see how it went after they finished, and the building was on fire. It was lit up. He had been here. I can tell when he'd been here. I didn't even have to say how it went, because I can tell. On the other hand, I can tell when nobody was here. I hope this is making sense. Spiritual sense anyway, right? If any man be in Christ, a new creation, the heavens will rule everything in your life. Get in touch with heaven. Get in touch with heaven, right? Today, tomorrow. Okay, what's heaven like today on my job? Let heaven touch my coworker. I don't care if it take him 2 years. Because, you know, if you might give your coworker a scripture about this or that, and it mean nothing to them, but then let heaven get on that scripture. Then they get slain on the inside. Praise God, right? So there's a new creation order that's flowing through here. A spiritual order that's flowing through here. It's so much more. There's a spiritual order that's flowing through here, and that we can all enter into it. Wait on God. Holy Spirit, teach me. We become very humble. Teach me. Sift me if you have to, but let me learn about this new creation. It's not church as usual anymore. It's not church as usual. Thank God there's some good people there, but it's not church as usual anymore. Raquel was telling me that she went to a business meeting and that the leader was really pushing for them to work and sell, work and sell. But he began to over-push it, you know what I mean? But see, here's what I'm talking about. He started throwing some scripture on them. Are y'all following me? You know what God said. You can use scripture out the spirit. It was making her sick. When you start growing spiritually, that spirit of religion starts to really make you sick. We belong to another order. The heavens will rule. We have to get in touch with heaven, or else we're going to have a lot of confusion and such. Together we can do it. Together we can grow together and be in the spirit together, and he inhabits our praises together. But that's all spiritual. It's all spiritual. There's life in it. The blood of Jesus is in it. Let's keep growing. You know, we belong to this new creation. I have to keep saying this. We belong to a new creation. Oh, this is it. Okay, I couldn't finish until I did this. Pastor, you see in the spirit, even though in the natural, it looks totally different. Okay. We got to get this. So God starts to give us revelation about things. And so you start to see a vision. And Pastor Jerry saw a vision of that hanging on the wall. This right here. She saw it in the spirit. So now what is she going to believe? What's in the natural in her body, but or in the spirit? And can y'all believe that with her? That's what I'm saying. We can beat the doctor's report. We can beat the doctor's report. But it can't be by a plastic confession. It has to be that she saw something behind the veil in the heavenly realm. It can't be just a principle. It has to be she's eyes of her heart saw something past the flesh. Like Abraham finally saw Isaac, even though he didn't have any strength in his body. I don't care if he's 100 years old. As long as I see it in the heavenly realm, I can bring it back. But I got to see it over there. It can't be just a concept. It can't be because I heard her say it, so I'm going to say it. She's got to see it. And then we started to hook our faith with hers. That's our miracle flow. That's our miracle flow. Come on. That's our miracle flow. That's the teaching from heaven. This is why Jesus says, I'm from above, you're from down there. And we start to get that above teaching. Amen.
Amen. I was back there getting really beat up. I was like, Lord, should I raise my hand? Should I raise my hand? Should I raise my hand? Anyway, when you hit the note, the revelation on mom seeing her healing in the spirit and not by what she's feeling, I really believe the Lord wanted me to share this. Well, last year or year before last, my doctors came to me with a cure. And the cure was they would have to totally break down my immune system, my blood system, just totally break down my, your blood system. I would have more white blood cells than red blood cells. They would need to totally break down my immune system. And during this process, I wouldn't be able to, I could see my family, but I would have to live behind a glass. I've seen the facility and everything. It's really nice, but you won't be able to, you know, really see your family, touch your family. They can't bring things from outside in, and, you know, and I would be secluded for at least 3 to 6 months. And then they would, in turn, give me a bone marrow transplant. And I said, okay, Lord, I was thinking on it, but I wasn't thinking on it in the spirit. I was thinking on it in the natural. Man, I'm going to get up with no pain. I'm going to have energy. I think I might really do this. And so I started going forth with the getting the testing done to see if I could do it, get it, you know, have the procedure done. And then I got sick again, and I found out that I was having a little bit of heart challenges. And one of the main things that will exclude you from the procedure is heart challenges. And I was just so mad at the Lord. I was like, Lord, you know this was my chance. You said you were going to cure me and this, that, and the other. The Lord said he would. God said. So I'm thinking in the flesh and in religion that this is God through the doctors. But who are we to say how God should move? And so long story short, is a little while after that, it's when I had the dream about going through the different stages and the Lord taking me to the heavenly garden where he showed me the blood lily. And he said, eat the lily. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to eat your blood, not whoever donates for the bone marrow.
2016. Doesn't make any sense to the natural. But there's always a price to pay, and there's always a fight to get in the spirit. It's always a fight. It's always a fight. Satan does not want you to get in the heavenly realm. They'll fight you. Be weak. We can go to church and all that, but when you start going, he don't care. You to go to church, I'm fine with that. Just don't go to the heavenly realm. Praise God. There's something up there I need to read. Okay. Dion can put stuff up there. Let's go, guys, after this stuff. We can be different. We can be crazy. Let's step out in this divine new order. Really, the church has supposed to have been doing it for, you know, since the beginning, the first, second century. It fell off. We fell back into the natural. We got into dress and titles and human interpretations. But it shall not be that way here. Amen. Amen. Whether it's few or many, it shall not be that way here. Amen. I'm going to have Pastor Jerry close out in prayer. I know you don't want to, but you're going to do it. Praise God.
The wind of change is blowing us upward. Chris called it the horsepower. But the wind of change, the Holy Spirit, is pressing us upward. We cannot and will not stay on this earth. We are heavenly creatures and citizens of heaven. So I thank God today for my residency. And I thank God for the process he's taken us through. That we'll want him more and more and more and more and more and more. Instead of the process making us backslide, what the devil meant for harm, the Lord is using it to push us and to excel us and to bring us into revelation of who he is and divine fellowship with him. We will be sitting at the table with the Lord. We will be eating from his cup as we continue, as we continue. Father, I thank you this morning for your precious word that has gone forth. You, Jesus, the word, have ministered life to us. And we thank you for that. And we leave this place under that umbrella of heaven in us, heaven with us, and heaven all around us. We're no more natural creatures. We refuse to be natural creatures. We don't care what the circumstances are. We're heavenly citizens. And Father, we wait patiently for you to manifest what you want to do and how you want to do it. I have to say this. When Pastor was talking about the temple and this house, this brick and mortar not being the temple, that we're the temple. The Bible says that the latter day temple will be so much more greater. Read back in Chronicles and Solomon's temple. But this temple right here is going to be so much greater because what he's pouring in is all from above. What he's pouring in, love, is all from above. It's all from above. It's all from above. We don't have to filter. It's all from above. And he is creating him a tabernacle and a dwelling place that's greater than what Solomon did. And I thank God that he chose us to adorn us with his glory and his presence, to fill us with his love and his mercy, and that we will travail in the spirit. Zion travail, and then she brings forth. There's a travailing going on in the spirit realm. And we thank God for it. Bless each and every one of you with heaven's due, heaven resources. Shanika is the only one so far that has caught on to that heavenly exchange. But the Holy Spirit gave us a couple Fridays ago that God's going to show us. We have in heavenly accounts, right? Heavenly resources. You go out of state, out of the country, you have to exchange your American money for the money for that country. So the Holy Spirit is going to exchange our American resources, our natural resources, Mike, into that heavenly. He's going to make that exchange, and he's already started, and we thank God for it. Look for your heavenly account to be full, and will drip down into what you need in this earth, in Jesus' name.
God bless you guys. Have a great, great day. Set your affections on things above. Amen. God bless.